Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Not so good. I'm struggling, but I do have some sort of a payment. So we got to figure something out because I know I'm 2 months behind right now.
Okay. So if you like, I can collect the past due one from December 7th, but then push the next one out 30 days from today, which means you'll be paid in full till February 2nd, and you won't have to worry about the January 7th payment. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So that would fix it?
Yeah, I can do that. As long as it's before the 7th of January, once it's after that, then I can't push it out anymore. But you're catching it in time because today's only the 2nd, you know?
Okay, so let me try to add money because, like, I have money in my Apple Pay and I'm trying to transfer it over. So let me see what I could do. Hold on.
Sure, no problem.
And then you could take the payment. Hold on.
I'm glad we talked because they were going to cancel the site today, so I'm happy we talked so we can get this.
I just got the message, and I'm like,
oh,
wait,
my goodness.
No.
What is this situation here? That's why I said, boy, you're catching it in time. I'm so happy I caught you.
Hold on a second. Okay, so there was supposed to be a charge back on my card for $150. They never did that. Great. I transfer it there, then I can't transfer it to my Venmo, and I don't have a bank card. Okay, so by any chance, do you take Apple Pay? I know that's stupid.
No, it's not stupid, but we don't take it. So,
because right now I have to transfer. Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you call me back at 2:30 so I could make that payment? Because once my daughter gets back home from work, I can just use her bank card. I can Apple Pay her. She can add it to her bank card, and then she can pay it. We can pay it from there.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, so let me put follow up at 2:30.
2:30. Make sure you call me back, and then that way we're good until, what'd you say, February 2nd if I do it today?
Yep. I'll push the next billing out 30 days. That way you'll eliminate the January 7th payment. And then
that would be great.
So that would be 11:30. You know what? We actually are out of the office at that time. I'm just noticing because we take lunch from 11.
I was just
going to
say that lunch.
Yeah, I can call you maybe around 3:30-ish if that's okay.
That's even better. Yeah, that's even
Is
better.
It?
That's perfect.
Okay. You got it. Okay, so as soon as we return and get through our lunch meeting, I'll call you first off, okay?
Just make sure it's today, Tina, please. I want to just get it over with.
It will be, yeah, and then I'll keep that site open in the meantime. So we'll talk at 3:30 and we'll get
and
it all squared away then.
Okay, and then another thing. It was the $149, correct? That's what it is?
Correct. Yep, it's just $149 flat. There's no taxes or surcharges.
I want to take off the pricing. Remember I spoke to you where you said you want to add the pricing. I add the pricing. I don't like it. I want to take it down.
Okay. So let me put here. I'm putting paid push billing out to February 2nd and dash revisions to remove pricing from site, right?
Yeah.
Remove pricing.
Because I'm getting people looking at it, but once they see the prices, they hold back. So what I usually do is when they call, I'll tell them, you know, once you come in, we can speak about prices. And like, oh, okay. So it's once they're here, they're just going to do it because they came all this way anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I think that's
understand?
Smarter.
Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Plus, if you have them on the phone and they want and they're insisting on it, at least you could kind of work your magic with them and, you know, say, hey, the pricing is this. But, you know, if they start, never mind, I'll call someone. Well, maybe I could work something out with you since you're a first-time client or something, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what I – well, the other day, a lady calls. She's like, how much are your readings? I'm like – she's like, I see the prices here. She's like, what do I get for so-and-so? And I explained that. She's like, oh, all right, I'll just call someone else. So she didn't like the pricing. So I have to understand by them. Like, you know, and I told her, like, since you're the first-time caller, I'll do something. She's like, no, it's all right. So, I'd rather not have the pricing on there, yeah.
I think that's a smart move. Yeah, absolutely. So, or if you did keep pricing up there, like inflated a little bit, so if they call you and you get back to your regular pricing, they feel like they're getting a deal or something, you know? But I think
it's maybe.
Better.
I tried that too. No, it's just like,
let's just keep it off.
I'll talk to you about too, so.
You got it. Okay. Well, we'll get it squared away
for
you.
We'll speak at 3:30.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank
I'll talk
so
to you then. Yeah, okay, sure, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.